This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Wednesday, the 12th of October. And just about coming down now after Japan stamped their impression on Asian qualifying for the 2014 World Cup in devastating fashion, with an 8-0 demolition of Tajikistan at the Nagai Stadium in Osaka yesterday evening. Well, hello again, and what an incredible display it was here in Osaka. Mike Havanar made the headlines with two-headed goals on his first start for the Samurai Blue, while there were also braces for both Shinji Okazaki and Shinji Kagawa. Yuichi Komano and Kengo Nakamura also made the score sheet on a night where the home side dominated from the first whistle, registering 39 shots on goal to their opponents' one. The emphatic scoreline stands in stark contrast to Japan's first two qualifying matches last month, which saw a last-gasp 1-0 win over North Korea, followed by a 1-1 draw in Uzbekistan. Alberto Zaccheroni had used last Friday's friendly with Vietnam in Kobe as an opportunity to retry his 3-4-3 backup formation, but another turgid display resulted only in a 1-0 victory that impressed few observers. Tadanari Lee, the goalscorer on that occasion, was left out against Tajikistan in favour of 6'5" or 194cm forward Havanar, who served as the lone striker in Japan's regular 4-2-3-1 system. Nakamura was chosen to play as the central attacking midfielder in the continued absence of Keisuke Honda, while Komano took the place of the injured Atsuto Uchida at right back. Aware of the need to score early against opponents that had previously restricted Uzbekistan and North Korea to single-goal wins, Japan began at a high tempo and got off the mark inside just 11 minutes, Havanar rising tallest to head home an inviting cross from Komano. Okazaki combined cleverly with Komano and Nakamura to beat Tajikistan goalkeeper and captain Alisha Tuchiev for Japan's second 8 minutes later, before Komano scored himself with the aid of a slight deflection from just outside the penalty area. Kagawa made the score 4-0 just before half-time, with a deft first-time shot off the outside of his right boot from Nakamura's incisive through ball. Less than a minute into the second period, Havanar scored in almost identical fashion to his opener, before being withdrawn for Tadanari Lee soon afterwards to rousing applause. The Japanese pressure was unrelenting, and Nakamura capped a superb all-round performance with a low shot across the goalkeeper for the sixth goal on 55 minutes. As if to exemplify the host's irresistible control on proceedings, a cross-come shot from Kagawa sailed over Tuchiev and into the top corner of the net to push the score up to 7. Nakamura then looped across to the opposite side of the 6-yard box for Okazaki to head the 8th, and as it proved, final goal for Japan, with a quarter of an hour remaining. Speaking to Football Japan after the game, midfielder Yasuhito Endo highlighted Havanar's 11th minute opener as the key to his side's dominant performance. "The fact that we scored in the first half made it much easier for us to control the game. If we had got to half-time at 0-0 again, then the match might well have gone quite differently, so I was glad that we scored early on." The Gamba Osaka star also described the relentless flow of pressure as being the Japanese way. "It is in our nature to keep pushing forwards. I think the desire to score more goals and give a better and better impression of ourselves stems from the hard-working ethic that is typical of the Japanese people. This nature shapes the style of our team." Zaccheroni appeared similarly satisfied in his post-match press conference, saying, "This team has to continue growing ever further. But in this sense, I felt we finally achieved both a good result and a good performance in this game." Right from the outset, the players concentrated hard and played well for 90 minutes until the very end. Now just quickly, three more talking points, and Alexander Geinrich scored the only goal as Uzbekistan edged North Korea 1-0 in Pyongyang in the other Group C game. Japan now lead the table on goal difference at the halfway mark. Kashima Antlers and Urawa Reds will contest the final of the Yamazaki Nabisco Cup on the 29th of October, after successfully coming through both quarter and semi-final matches in the past week. Kashima required extra time to see off both Yokohama F. Marinos and Nagoya Grampus, while Urawa accounted for the two Osaka clubs, Cerezo and Gamba. Finally, Fukuoka University caused the biggest upset of the Emperor's Cup second round over the weekend by winning away to J1 side Omiya Ardija on penalties. Matsumoto Yamaga of the third tier JFL were also surprise winners at home to Yokohama FC of J2. That's all from me. Join us again on Monday for a normal J-League podcast after Champions Nagoya Grampus host Champions-elect Gamba Osaka. Bye for now.